And we're pleased to bring aboard Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, Catholic wife, mother of five children. She's been a catechist for over 20 years at her parish. She's also an internationally known best-selling author and award-winning journalist. She joins us today to talk about her relationship with the Blessed Mother Teresa and her new book that will be out in September, The Heart of Catholicism. Her website is www.donnacooperoboyle.com. And welcome to the program, Donna Marie.
Oh, good morning, Mark. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I just want to apologize that my voice is going to be a little raspy. I have a cold, so sorry about that.
Oh, you sound fine. It sounds good. Just coming across loud and clear.
Okay.
Well, I had a chance to see the cover of the new book on your website, and of course, Patty, my wife, has been talking about this book for several months, and it just... You must be very excited about this. For the benefit of our listeners, Donna Marie had an opportunity to work with the Blessed Mother Teresa and talk about a little bit about that that experience.
Sure, Mark. I just want to make a quick correction. My book, The Heart of Catholicism, that you did mention, that's coming out sometime later in the year, but we have to get a date for that. But my Mother Teresa book, it's called Mother Teresa and Me, 10 Years of Friendship. That's going to actually come out in September, to coincide with her feast day and her 12th anniversary of her death. So that's the one coming out next, is the Mother Teresa book. But you want me just to talk a little bit about how it was? That would take forever, but it was just amazing to meet Mother Teresa, and I consider it a blessing that's meant to be shared with others. And at first, you know, it was a quiet thing within our own family. It was a little over 20 years ago when I met her, and so that was pretty amazing. And I recounted that in this book, how we met and what happened since then. And the publisher really, really encouraged me to really tell the whole story, what has unfolded since I met her, because my intention was to write about her, to spread her message, you know, to further her message. And I had a burning desire to really, you know, talk about Mother Teresa and let others know about her, as I've done over the years in a quieter way. But then once I, you know, started publishing books and more in the public eye, you know, my talks and retreats and things like that were all woven with her spirituality. Even all the books that I write, actually, even for mothers, they all have her, Mother Teresa, woven into it. I call her Mother Teresa. Of course, she's Blessed Mother Teresa. So I interchange that because, to me, she was mother, a mother and Mother Teresa. But that was meant to be, this book was meant to be like a biography just about her and, you know, how she's changed the world with her yes to God, with answering, yes, I will take care of the poorest of the poor, and blindly, you know, with complete abandon, just cross that threshold over into the world of the poor, leaving the comfort of the convent and start that new life, that call within her call. So I was just going to talk about all of that. And as I wrote it, you know, more and more came out about, I couldn't hide the personal relationship. I couldn't, you know, just leave that part out. I mean, how did I meet her? How did I get to know her? So that all comes out in the book. And then further, you know, the publisher asked me, you know, don't be afraid, just tell the whole story. So I had to, you know, not hide my light under a bushel and just be able to risk revealing more of myself and what has unfolded in my own life since I met this amazing saint. I consider her to be a saint. It's just a matter of time when the church will formally canonize her.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I hope I answered some of your question.
Yeah. Now, she wrote 22 letters to you, Donna Marie.
Yes, that's pretty amazing. The first one was enough, you know, was amazing enough to receive that letter. And I was blessed over the years when I knew her. I knew her for almost about 10 years, and I met with her on many occasions, over a dozen times and privately, and we even shared a phone call from Calcutta to the States. And so it was pretty amazing to have that blessing of time with this spiritual giant, if I may, although she was so small in stature. And so, you know, although I kept it sort of quiet for a while, raising my five children, and but she did pray me through two precarious pregnancies, and, you know, kept encouraging me. Every time I would send her something of my writing, she'd have her spiritual director go over it, and then she would say, yes, get this out there. Mothers need this. Women need this. Families need this. And she actually wrote a foreword for my pregnancy book, Prayerfully Expecting, a 9-month novena for mothers to be. So we were in touch all that time. I kept it, you know, on the quiet side. But then once God had another plan, once the book, first book came out, Catholic Prayer Book for Mothers, the end of 2005, that was when everything kind of exploded. In the book went on the bestsellers list of in the Catholic world, and I was being asked all over to speak, and I wasn't planning on doing this, but our Lord had another idea, and this is a whole ministry to families and mothers and women opened up, and I've been traveling all over and was invited to the Vatican last year, and I may be going to the Vatican again at the end of this year. I was just invited the other night. So it's just God has a plan for all of us. We all have our mission. And whatever walk of life we're in, you know, God calls us to be salt and light to others. And so we do it in quiet ways, and sometimes we do it in louder ways, like right now on, over the radio.
Absolutely. We're going to talk more to Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle about her book coming out in September, Mother Teresa and Me, 10 Years of Friendship with the, we all hope, soon-to-be Saint Mother Teresa, Blessed Mother Teresa. We'll talk more about that book, and we'll also talk more about the life of Mother Teresa and other things with Donna Marie in just a moment here. You're listening to Talk Radio for Your Catholic Life on Relevant Radio, and we're right back after this break. It is 14 minutes before the hour. You're listening to the Friday edition of Morning Air on Relevant Radio. I'm Mark Armstrong in for Sean Harriet. We are talking today to Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle about her soon-to-be-released book, Mother Teresa and Me, 10 Years of Friendship. And we're talking a little bit about the book and another book that will be coming out later called The Heart of Catholicism. One of the most remarkable things about the Blessed Mother Teresa to me is most people assume that being a saint means living in the assurance of God's love. And for many saints throughout history, of course, that's the way it has been. But for some of the greatest saints, especially those devoted, as Mother Teresa was, to Christ on the cross, they have suffered through what St. John of the Cross called the dark night of the soul, a sense of loss, a sense of abandonment, of the absence of God. The dark night is not the same as a lack of belief, as some have characterized, though it may be a lack of faith. That supernatural grace that St. Paul described in Hebrews as the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And as most of our Relevant Radio audience probably knows, for almost the entire 50 years that she devoted to her missions of charity, Blessed Mother Teresa suffered from the dark night of the soul. Did you know that when you had your encounters with Blessed Mother Teresa, Donna Marie?
Never. And I wholeheartedly agree with what you just said about the dark night of the soul and how people can misconstrue it and not understand. But I never knew for a moment, because she radiated such love and peace and joy. And she used to tell her sisters, even, you know, if you're not going to have joy in your heart, you could actually pack up and go home right now. I mean, it sounds a little harsh, but she firmly believed in, if we're going to serve the poor, if we're going to be Jesus to Jesus and serve Jesus in others, we need to bring that joy to them, not a frown, not a, you know, okay, I'll help you, I'll clean your wounds. She wanted people to be filled with Jesus and to receive him in the Eucharistic bread so that they can serve him in the broken bodies of these people and serve him in these people, living in them. And so it was important to her to always, you know, walk in faith and to have a very strong, deep prayer life, an hour in front of the Blessed Sacrament each day, and daily Mass and prayers and the Rosary. The Blessed Mother was very close to Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa, of course, was very, very close to her and talked about her all the time. So she had such a deep faith. So for people to say, you know, she, especially like Time magazine, you know, she went through a crisis of faith, that's really ludicrous, because this woman did not experience I can't believe she ever experienced a crisis of faith, because why would she put one foot in front of the other each day walking in faith to continue to serve the poor for those 50 years that she did this? So she never let on, to answer your question. She never let on. She always smiled, and she was interiorly, you know, in pain, because she did. It was revealed after her death, as most of your listeners, I'm sure, would know, that it was revealed afterwards that she suffered with, you know, when her letters to her spiritual directors and superiors were reviewed, they saw that, you know, she had this abandonment feeling. You know, she felt that she was totally abandoned by God, which God allows a lot of times those closest to him to experience this dark night of the soul that St. John of the Cross spoke about. And it happens in all of our lives, in little ways and in big ways. And probably we'll never experience it to the extent, possibly not, that Mother Teresa did. But it's a walk in faith, and it's, you know, we continue to reach up and to pray, even though we can't count on feelings. That's the whole thing, is we can't say, hey, I don't really feel God today, so, you know, I'm not going to really work for God today. We need to trust him, to surrender our hearts to him fully, and no matter how we're feeling, no matter what's going on in our lives, to constantly turn to him in prayer and to offer our lives so that he can transform our lives into a prayer, and so that he can sanctify our actions and our prayers and our sufferings and everything that we give to him, especially first thing in the morning on our knees, just give the day to him.
So, Donna Marie, when you did learn of Mother Teresa's darkness of soul, what was your reaction?
This might sound funny. It didn't surprise me. It's just that I never saw it. I never experienced it, because she rose above it and she lived her life in faith. So I didn't see it. But when I knew about it, I don't think I was shocked or surprised. It was just sort of kind of. Sorry, my mind is a little fuzzy this morning with this cold, but so I can't think of the word I'm looking for. It just almost cemented, you know, what I had thought of anyway about her and knew about her, that deep holiness, that deep degree of union with our Lord. You know, she lived her life to satiate the thirst of Jesus on the cross, and she experienced what he experienced in the garden and when he was hanging on the cross, you know. He allowed her to feel what he felt, and that is, you know, very amazing, very, very tight, deep union with our Lord. So it didn't shock me or surprise me. It just kind of confirmed what I knew already about her.
Having never met her either, after I read her book, I had a similar reaction. While she couldn't see it herself, perhaps Mother Teresa's dark night was really her ultimate reward for submitting herself fully to the will of God despite this darkness.
Exactly. And she worked to serve the poor. And they oftentimes, the whole thing that she preached many times is that they are abandoned. They're laying in the gutters, in the streets. They're abandoned. They're covered in, I'm sorry to say, leeches and all kinds of foul things. And, you know, she would just pick them up, take the bugs out of them and treat their wounds, and they were abandoned by society. So God allowed her to feel the actual feeling of abandonment by him. I mean, it seems cruel that our Lord would do such a thing, but we know, along with grace, the grace that he gives us to go through the dark nights and the trials and tribulations and sufferings that he does allow us to endure for him, you know, we have that chance to say, okay, yes, Lord, this is all for you. I'm offering it back to you. Please sanctify it. Please give me the grace to endure, to respond in love to all those around me, and not to just complain and moan. So we have that choice. It's an opportunity for grace. Do we want to use it, or do we want to squander it? Or do we want to displease our Lord by, you know, turning our backs?
Well, I can't wait to read the book. It's called Mother Teresa and Me. The author, Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, is with us today. You can take a look at her website, and she's taking pre-orders for autographed copies at her website, Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle. www.blogspot.com is where you can see it as well. And we'll have that posted up at Relevant Radio, keyword Morning Air. And you can find it at Sean's show as well there. So you can find that book and pre-order it if you like and get an autographed copy from our author today. Donna Marie, thanks for being on the program today.
Oh, thank you, Mark, so much for having me. May I just make a slight correction? The website would just be www.donnacooperoboyle.com. You just leave the Marie out of the website. But thank
All right,
you
we'll make,
so much for
we'll make that
me.
Correction. DonnaCooperOboyle.com, DonnaCooperOboyle.com, the website.